You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In addition to the more than 400,000 lives lost, COVID-19 has decimated small businesses across the country. San Francisco has lost nearly half of its small businesses in a year. And the rest of the Bay Area isn't doing much better. One visual reminder is all the boarded up storefronts, which over time have become an outdoor gallery for local artists. But how did it all come together? KALW's David Boyer spoke with one of the co-founders of Paint the Void.
My name is Meredith Winner, and I am the co-founder of Building 180, which is an art curation and production company based in San Francisco. And Building 180, during COVID, launched an initiative called Paint the Void, and we partnered with a nonprofit so that we could paint murals on boarded up storefronts.
Was there a particular spark that started it, or a location or something?
Yeah, there was actually an article. I can't remember where the article was, but it was in the mission of all these storefronts that had been boarded. And it looked really, you know, frankly, apocalyptic and kind of scary. I actually was out of town. I was sheltering in place in upstate New York, where I'm from. I happened to be kind of trapped there when everything went down. And actually, a friend of mine sent me the article, and she was like, you know, could Building 180 get behind putting murals on this? And at first, we it was really uncertain. Everything was super uncertain. We just didn't really know if that was possible. We didn't know if we should have artists painting outside. We didn't know if we were allowed to go outside. So we just kind of put our weight behind it and partnered with a nonprofit and raised money and kind of got not a go-ahead from the city of San Francisco, but not a no. So we kind of took the liberty to just run with it. When we didn't get rejected, we were like, okay, well, let's try to do this and see what happens, and then, you know, see if there's any fallout or anything. And there wasn't any fallout. It was actually the opposite. People really responded really well, and like the community, there was like a huge outpouring of community. We raised $10,000 in like 40 hours to pay artists. We were paying artists stipends for painting murals. They weren't really paying market rate for anything, which is something that we're hoping to do for phase two.
So how does it work? So there's a boarded up storefront and there are artists, but how do you make that?
Yeah, so it was really, the idea was like, if we get one artist and one storefront to kind of agree, right, and then it's all matching people and making sure that they are in communication with each other, the business owner and the artist, and also making sure that we have explicit permission from the business owners too. And everyone signs a waiver and a, you know, it's all contractual based. It's not like a free for all by any means. We've tried to match the artists with businesses that are in the vicinity of their own neighborhoods to keep it hyper-local and also to avoid unnecessary travel. So a lot of the selection process has been shortlisting artists and then based on the locations of the businesses that have signed up and based on the location of the artists that have signed up. We typically send a business owner a few muralists to choose from. We're really matchmakers kind of at the end of the day. We are like curating it to some degree, but it's really like about what art resonates with the business owner and what neighborhood the match is in.
Are there any constraints around like instructions that you give the artists or?
No. I mean, and that's like a big fundamental for us at Paint the Void. It's just like giving artists really creative freedom. The only type of feedback really is if the business owner wants something specific. We try to accommodate that or just kind of give a nudge to the artist and relay the information that that's what the business owner wants, but it's not always set in stone, and they're usually pretty flexible.
Any spots that you wish you could paint that you have not been able to secure?
I can't like pinpoint that where that's happened. Everyone's been really receptive to it.
How is plywood as a canvas?
It depends on how nice the plywood is.
And is there a plan for what happens when they come down?
After they come down, we are hoping to have a show. We are currently storing them at a safe location. Some of the businesses also store the art for the artist. There is the chance that things will close again. So businesses are kind of holding on to some of the art too, because, you know, there might be a grand closing, grand reopening, grand closing.
So how have the Black Lives Matter protests changed the project, if at all?
Yeah, we shifted all of our funding to fund Black artists only. And we have helped fundraise some other initiatives with, you know, murals in Oakland and, you know, helping on the funding side. Also just, you know, centering Black artists generally and paying Black artists is how we've been responding.
Do the murals themselves, do you feel like they've become more political over time?
Somewhat, yes. But again, like, this is not something that Paint the Void has dictated ever. It's really up to the artist and the business owner what the content is.
And for people who want to see them, where are they and how do they find them?
On our website, we have a map. So if you go to paintthevoid.org, there's a map navigation at the top where you can see a snapshot image of the mural and who the artist is and where it is.
That was KALW's managing editor, David Boyer, speaking with Meredith Winner of Paint the Void. Since the project launched last April, they've raised nearly $250,000 and funded the creation of more than 110 murals. Now they're planning an additional 30 murals to be unveiled this spring. Find out how to get involved at KALW.org.